The theme of our presentation really has four parts. Of course, it's about student loans and discharge and bankruptcy, but the theme itself is that, in, at least in my experience, I find Bruner and Gerhardt surprisingly difficult to apply in practice, and I think it leads to inconsistent results. And I think while many cases ostensibly follow Gerhardt, they do a disservice actually to Gerhardt itself, but also to 523A8, and they start to move away from the basic premise that debtors are in fact entitled to a discharge unless an exception applies. And the cases sort of seem to say you're never going to get a discharge unless you do some sort of amazing tricks. And notwithstanding the legion of CLEs, articles, and cases, I personally find it still relatively, actually, in my opinion, very unclear on how to actually try these cases. And the way the standards work out, at the end of the day, what I'm going to try to do is to persuade the judge that the debtor's personal financial decisions have been imprudent. That's really, I think, that's one of the major standards that it comes out. That's not actually the standard, but that's what it works out to be. But all is not lost, because if you have difficulty trying these cases, this is where Professor Ondiersma is going to come in. If you ensure that you continue to read the facts of your case, as well as Gerhardt and Bruner, inconsistent with the code, you can start to resolve some of those problems themselves. And also, you don't have to read on to, you don't have to read further than what Gerhardt and say and start making up standards that aren't there. So I'm going to start off by discussing some of the difficulties I have. Then Professor Ondiersma is going to present the solution to some of the problems that I've had.